Okay, we now return to One World Collide here on RBN. Going into our second hour, our guest today for the final hour is Becky Can, who's a medically retired medical reservist for the Army. She's going to not only go over Pain Awareness Week and Invisible Illness Month, which affects or relates to so many of our military personnel, but to go into some other issues as well, the different health hazards and the different toxins and the different effects that our soldiers over the years, certainly at least since Gulf War I, have experienced. It's a very timely issue in more ways than you might realize, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll soon see how that materializes. Becky, you there?
Hello?
Hello.
I'm here.
Sounds like you. Becky, is that you?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, I hear voices all the time. I have to make sure, as they say.
It's frightening. I hear voices all the time, too, and I really do hear them.
Oh, well, I think I really do, too. I don't know. Maybe I had too much fun when I was younger. I'm not sure what caused it.
Well, mine's heavy metals in the brain.
Oh.
And I actually hear radio and television shows that are being broadcast, or if I'm close to a base, I actually hear what's going on. And I'm not the only veteran that does that. So it's not schizophrenia or some other disorder. It's really and truly my environmental exposures.
My goodness, I didn't know such a thing was possible. I mean, literally, that can happen.
Yes. First of all, any vaccines that you receive probably have mercury and aluminum in them. If you've ever worked for the military, you've been on a military base,
mm-hmm.
Anything like that, you probably also have depleted uranium and aerosolized aluminum.
Mm.
And that is ingested or inhaled. It's on your food, your water, anything that you touch that goes through the digestive tract, or anything that you've inhaled.
Hmm. Very interesting. Now, I cannot help. We got just a couple minutes. I think we'll have one break coming up here. So we'll be aware of the music popping in any minute here. And then we'll have a longer segment after that as we go through the next hour. I can't help but just mention, as an aside, this isn't a major focus. They have a new ad out now featuring all these rock stars, including Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, saying, well, with autism, you know, it's this vastly increasing disorder, and, quote, we don't know what causes it, end quote. And I strongly suspect, and I think there's more than adequate evidence to show that untested vaccines and the fact that they vaccinate against everything now, it's a wonder they don't vaccinate against a stubbed toe, that these vaccines could very well, in their more rampant use now, in their application to everything, in children getting more and more vaccines, many of which are probably not properly tested and are not necessary to begin with, that this is what's probably causing this spike in autism. Do you concur? Do you have anything to add to that? I can't help but mention that.
Yes, there is a university in California that has done 20 years' worth of research on vaccines and the effects of both children and adults, and it's well documented almost everywhere that we have autism because of the metals and toxins in the vaccines that we give the children, and Alzheimer's is caused by the aluminum that is in the vaccines. And there's 20 years worth of documented research readily available. University of California, I believe it's Berkeley.
Yeah, and then but we have all these ads, these slick ad campaigns saying this stuff is inexplicable and unexplainable. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen, with Becky Can. We'll get a lot more into some of these pain awareness issues. We'll be right back here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We now return to When Worlds Collide on RBN. We're speaking with Becky Cann, who, as I mentioned earlier, when she came out at the top of the hour, is medically retired. She's been a medical reservist with the Army, and she worked in public affairs. She currently resides in Texas, and we're going mainly over Pain Awareness Week and Invisible Illness Month, and we just, before the break, touched on the irresistible issue, the claim by now these slick ad campaigns that autism really has no discernible cause, and certainly there's no mention that all these vaccines being pumped into our kids that are full of heavy metals, oh, those couldn't be responsible. No, 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 no. It's just some inexplicable mystery that will require constant funding and research forever and ever and ever, like every other disease that never seems to find the light of day in terms of cures, muscular dystrophy, cancer, diabetes. Oh, we're doing the research. Oh, we'll find the cure someday. And on, the diseases have barely changed, and in some respects have gotten worse. Now, what is, Becky, what is Pain Awareness Week? Let's start with that and you know, outline how that's relevant to soldiers and their families and whatnot.
Well, usually when you're in pain, it's because of a neurological disorder. The way you get a neurological disorder is either a viral infection, and vaccines fall into that category because they trigger the immune system, or it's something else. It's your environmental. Gulf War vets that served in the theater, I wanted to emphasize that I served at home because vaccines intoxicated me. Those that served in theater got both. They got the double whammy. They got the oil well fires, which we're not supposed to be breathing. They got the desert sand that has all of the biological weapons and all of the fungus that naturally exists there. And then they got vaccines not only over here, but they got it over there. And we don't know how many viruses they might have come in contact with overseas.
Yeah, the dead viruses that make up the vaccines and the whole nine yards.
Right.
And then, you know, the weapon residue from depleted uranium munitions, the exploded old weapons depots where there may have been chemical or biological weapons that were, quote-unquote, the enemies that were destroyed, and then the residue is blown around in those volatile winds. I mean, you got the, like you say, when you're over there, you got the double whammy, even though it's bad enough when you're stateside and you're getting these vaccines and other on-the-scene hazards that may come home, such as equipment returned home from war and things like that. And we'll get into that in a minute. But Pain Awareness Week, starting there, what does that seek to do with regards to what you're describing?
Well, when you get enough vaccines at one time, there's an incredible amount of pain. As in, I was able to run a 9 mile minute one day. I got my vaccines. I never ran at that pace again and slowly degenerated. It's the bottoms of the feet, the tendons tend to shrivel up so that you can still walk, but it's an effort. And then it travels up your legs, and then your spinal column and your brain fluids become inflamed, or they grow extra protein, whatever you want to call it. You are hurting so much from your tailbone all the way up to the top of your head.
And this is caused by what exactly? The
vaccines.
Vaccinations, okay.
Vaccines. And then from there, as you get into more environmental toxins, whether it's the dust, or you work in a hangar where they're repairing aircraft, or you're anywhere near a military installation, or you work in a hospital where there's a lot of radiation, or you work in a radiology clinic, you're just hitting your entire immune system, your thyroid, your pituitary, your adrenal glands, you're hitting them all with the same thing that the vaccine just did to you. And you're just destroying your system. And every soldier and every civil service employee who worked in this environment since 1985, even stateside, will eventually develop these symptoms. In my estimation, most of them already had it with fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. They have memory problems. You can call it early Alzheimer's. You can call it attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. On and on the list goes for what we've done environmentally with our vaccines.
Hmm. And why do you use 1985 as a baseline? Is that just from the point you started researching it, or is there some circumstantial thing that began then? 1985 was sort of the starting point. What's the significance of that?
Our government has the capability of covering up information for 50 years for protection of the nation. Let's call it security.
Of course.
After that point, there's no excuse. And then the roaches start coming out of the wall. The cockroaches come out. Then you start watching the publications, and the people who worked in those set environments start publishing books. 1985 is when the CDC was required to tell us that we were exporting all of these germs to our terrorist countries. 1985 is when we started putting depleted uranium in our bullets, our bombs, our missiles, our armored plates on our tanks. And this newest time around, all of our vehicles where we're trying to protect our soldiers have armored plates, but they won't tell us anything other than it's an alloy. That to me means it's depleted uranium and has aluminum on the inside of it.
Also, the aluminum is used in conjunction with DU as some sort of added component for whatever reason.
Exactly.
So when there's an aerosol, like when a U.S. tank is hit or a U.S. round explodes on a target, chances are there's an aluminum aerosol there or some sort of aluminum residue along with the depleted uranium itself.
Right. And according to people like Doug Rocky and other European scientists and researchers, once you've aerosolized that, you've ratcheted up the radiation level. Once you inhale that, it is so much more dangerous than just the manufacturer of bullets. And the law firm of Barron and Budd won an incredible case back in the 90s for a manufacturing plant in Apollo, Pennsylvania. And they had to shut the plant down and clean it up. There were two
plants. What kind of plant was that?
The ones where they take depleted uranium and make bullets out of it.
And where's that at?
Apollo, Pennsylvania.
Oh, spelled like the space program?
No, Apollo like the space program, but it is just two manufacturing plants on the ground.
Okay. So online that could be looked up just under Apollo?
Yes, Apollo, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Or the story was so incredible that you can look it up under Barron and Budd of Dallas, which is Baron, ampersand, Budd, Budd. And I believe they're a PC as opposed to limited partnership.
Okay, and what happened for the record at this Apollo plant? Was it shut down?
Yes, it was shut down because there was such a factor of cancer, and I believe...
Amongst the employees.
Mm-hmm. Their kids. Their kids were outside in the playgrounds breathing the aerosolized. Once you take the ore and make something out of it, it's becoming aerosolized, and these children were coming down with leukemia. It's the same thing that's happening to the Iraqi and Kuwaiti children.
Yeah, I wrote a story in American Free Press about soldiers coming home in their early 20s from some tours of duty in the current conflicts, and they had no known family history of cancer, and yet these guys in their early 20s were coming home with aggressive leukemia and other similar cancers. And invariably they were exposed to captured weapons depots being exploded or their own ordnances being exploded in some sort of battlefield situation, or just the way the unique environment of the desert sands just kind of stirs everything around, you know, all the different toxins that have been put there since Gulf War I and through the years over to the current occupations. And so, yeah, it goes all the way around, doesn't it? I mean, you've got manufacturing plants that make DU weapons. You have mining operations where you have to mine uranium to get it in the first place, and that can all be stateside. I've heard of DU being used in live training exercises, so you can be, quote-unquote, shooting but not be overseas and be exposed. You've got places like the Corpus Christi Army Depot that you and others have told me about where equipment that's sort of caked in the desert dust and the war residue is sent back on ships and decommissioned or repaired or junked or whatever they do with it. So you've got all these exposure points, you know, practice battles, the seaports where the equipment comes back from war, the manufacturing plants, the mining, the bases themselves that you've described, where you get vaccinations here or overseas. There's just so many places that you can come in contact with this, and it's not obviously not just soldiers, because you have the children of factory workers, the offspring of the soldiers, also, you know, are carrying on with some of these those illnesses that are actually transmittable, you know, where there's genetic damage, that sort of thing. All this being said, the Pain Awareness Week, I take it is fairly self-evident, is to call attention to what we're talking about. And is it mainly related to soldiers, what they're going through?
Absolutely not. There is almost...
We're going to have messages in just a moment. We can detail it more. But, let's keep that point in mind. And right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go into more detail on Pain Awareness Week and Invisible Illness Month with Becky Cann, our guest. We'll be right back here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Returning now to When Worlds Collide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you're just tuning in, our guest for the rest of this hour is Becky Cann, who's a medically retired Army medical reservist. She was in public affairs. She's calling attention to the plight of soldiers and their families, all the toxins they've been exposed to through untested and dangerous vaccines, through depleted uranium exposure, various chemical and biological agents, and so on and so forth. And fitting into this is the Pain Awareness Week that we're getting into right now, and September being also Invisible Illness Month. And Pain Awareness Week, Becky, is pretty obvious. I think we were just getting into that before the break. Let's just elaborate on that a little bit more. It's not just about soldiers, you were saying, correct?
Correct. A lot of times you can have someone who has a lot of energy, gives 120% of themselves in order to make a difference, and all of a sudden they're struck with this debilitating pain, and closely thereafter is quite a bit of fatigue. They're only able to do maybe 50% of it. The pain can be triggered by an automobile accident, moving, you know, picking up your house and moving it. Anything that triggers the musculoskeletal system. Let's just say you're doing something different, traumatic happens. all of a sudden you're in this incredible pain. You can't see it. No one else can understand it. And a lot of times pain meds won't take care of it.
Yeah, you can only mask it so much. But, well,
exactly.
What about that? I mean, a lot of people can have mishaps. You know, I pulled my arm once trying to do pull-ups to show off for some kids. But you're talking about a seemingly routine action might set off a chain reaction. Is that what you're saying here?
Exactly. And it's got to last at least 3 months continuously.
Okay.
There are several points on your body that you can touch, and they're not just tender. It hurts to touch them. You can put your fingers into your hips on the sides, in between your shoulder blades, up beneath the base of your skull, your elbows, either side of your ribs. The CDC describes 18 different points. If you have 11 of these points that are painful, you've got fibromyalgia, which is, to me, is a basic ingredient to everything. Once you've got fibromyalgia, the floodgate has opened, and you could have anything. You could have Gulf War illness. You could have chronic fatigue syndrome. But the thing is, you got to have all of that other stuff 6 months as opposed to just 3 months for fibromyalgia. Also, if you were athletic, like I was a runner and a swimmer up until that fateful day, you're going to come out of the fibromyalgia really quickly because you're not going to sit there and just take it. You're going to go ahead and work out like you normally do. You can swim. You can run. You're going to do your daily activities. And maybe in 6 weeks you'll get over it. But it's going to come back with a vengeance.
So the people like yourself that either stateside or overseas have been exposed to various you know, bad vaccines, the war toxins from depleted uranium, whatever it might be, are just particularly vulnerable along the lines you're talking about, I take it. I mean, in other words, you could have recent exposures, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you're still kind of young, and you make one false move, and it just sets something off that you'll never recover from.
Yes, and there's a lot of
lifting something too heavy, getting in a minor car wreck, falling. I'm just sort of grasping here. Is that basically what you mean?
It is, and a lot of times they can't even identify it. It's just a, it can be a psychological stressor, but I'm not talking about depression. Depression is totally different. A psychological break is totally different. What I'm talking about is maybe you go to a polluted city that you're from the fresh air, you go to a football game in a polluted city. That could do it.
Yeah, or you're not used to big crowds.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm kind of grasping here. So Invisible Illness Month obviously goes hand in hand with Pain Awareness Week. Invisible illness meaning where you have all these symptoms, but the actual cause is extremely hard to nail down.
Right. A lot of times you look extremely healthy. Your color's good. You don't have gray hair yet. You don't have any wrinkles in your face. You're slim and trim and fit. The only thing is, you just wish everybody would stop telling you how great you look because you feel like you're on knocking at death's door. You feel so bad.
Now, but you say this is not just soldiers, although soldiers having been in all these hostile environments and subjected to all these bizarre chemicals and biological agents are particularly vulnerable, but you're talking about the general population as well, right?
Exactly.
I mean, soldiers are just that much more prone to this, you seem to be saying, but these observances, Invisible Illness Month and Pain Awareness Week, again, are they sort of predicated on what soldiers are going through, or are they really about everybody?
I think Invisible Illness is about everybody because our first documentation of yuppie flu, if you want to call it that, was 1956 in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Interesting. We got about 15 seconds here before a break. We're listening to Becky Cann, ladies and gentlemen, about Pain Awareness Week and Invisible Illness Month. It has a lot to do with soldiers, but also the general populace. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for a few more comments from...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
And now we return on When Worlds Collide here on RBN. Our guest for this last hour is Becky Cann, and she's been in the medical part of the Army. She's medically retired. She worked in public affairs stateside. She currently resides in Texas. She's very well informed and, in fact, suffers herself from service-related illness and is very concerned about soldiers and the general populace in terms of illnesses they may have derived from serving in the armed forces, or they may be the child of a soldier who became ill through exposure from the parents through genetic damage and those sorts of hereditary problems. And it's a big issue, but it can be broken down into small pieces. Becky, how is the awareness of this sort of thing? You know, there's some people where I talk to them and I say depleted uranium and they act like I'm talking about an old sci-fi movie. They really have no clue what I'm talking about, what it is, let alone what it can do. And, you know, I've often argued that the past wars, World War II, Korea, were at least fought in locations that were at least not entirely dissimilar from the greater United States, but the desert environment just has so many built-in hazards. My brother-in-law is Gulf War I and has some of the problems that you suffer as well, and he would attest to much of this. Do you think the general populace is waking up more to the residual effects of this interventionist foreign policy and these constant tours of duty and the constant exposures and re-exposures and how it spreads out to family and the whole picture? Do you think there's more awareness now, or is it something pretty slow?
I think it's extremely slow, and the reason for that is because I worked civil service trying to inform people who became sick in the middle of their service years. I worked on a Navy base informing people of what their rights were as far as veterans' benefits. They had no idea why their children had rashes or their children had problems with their eyes or they had asthma. They couldn't understand it, and they would spend, I was authorized by the command to inform these people. I would spend 20 minutes doing an introduction of what you've done by serving your military today, especially on a Texas coast. And this is what you've done to your children, too. And so now I want you to go over to this free service over at the county and apply for your benefits and apply for your children, too. And so...
So this was your actual assigned task when working on this Navy base.
About 20% of the time, and one of them was a commanding officer of the Navy base. He came back and thanked me. He said, I wouldn't have known that I had this much percentage if I hadn't come in here and talked to you. Mm-hmm. And not only that, my kids' college may be covered because you told me, you know, I served in the desert for 18 months, and I've got all these things wrong with me. I didn't even know. I'm a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's very slow coming around. It's 18 years, and most of the soldiers still don't know. They're thinking that it's, you know, traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder, or it's something that's going to get fixed by antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds. And I tell them, if you get off that stuff, you'd feel 20% better, and then you'd have a brain about you so you could go get some real medical help somewhere.
By identifying the root causes, by knowing what's really ailing you, as opposed to writing it off as some general, basically virtually nonsense explanations, like you say, like post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, which is another way of saying, hey, you went to war, you're stressed out, what do you expect? As if, you know, as opposed to actually getting down to the nitty-gritty and saying, wait a minute, this is what we're using in our weaponry. This is what was blown up in the desert, these weapons storage units. This is what the oil well fires put out. This is what was in the vaccines that I was given, some of which I believe were manufactured by Bioport here in Michigan, in Lansing. I believe that's the name of the company. I'm broadcasting from Michigan today, not for only about a couple hours from Lansing. But, yeah, where something is just sort of written off as a general stress thing or the brain injury thing, and the real causes are never explored. And therefore, none of these things are ever going to be discontinued, such as the use of DU or any of that, because they can get away with it if there's never any linkage made there, correct?
Correct. And I believe the only place where they have discontinued depleted uranium is on board the Navy ships, because it's so pyrotechnic. They can't afford for their cannons to have that type of weaponry anymore. So they replaced it with whatever it was we had before, and I'm not an expert in weapons.
I believe it was tungsten they used to use.
I believe that's true.
A form of steel. But so in other words, it's so volatile they can't keep it aboard these ships.
Exactly. They do still... loaded on the fighter pilots. Their little missiles, I mean, they are little. The bombs that they drop are small, and they are depleted uranium still.
Hmm.
And
they can pack so much more explosive in a small unit anymore, I believe. but anyway, this, you know, it's very interesting. I don't want to miss, because the time goes by fast on radio, I don't want to miss out. I want to segue a little bit into the Corpus Christi Army Depot. I think that's a particularly interesting angle. It fits in with the, you know, uranium mining and weapons manufacturing and, you know, where non-soldiers are affected. But here you have a major Gulf Coast Army depot where helicopters, mainly helicopters, I believe, and other equipment come back from the war theater and are not cleaned up and are just kind of shrunk wrap, still dirty. And when the crews on the ground open them, all these toxins are still kind of caked on the equipment. Is that not the case?
That is the case. And as a matter of fact, the liquids inside the helos, all they do is take the propellers off.
The helicopters, right, yeah.
Right, helicopters, they take the blades off, they cocoon it, they plastic wrap it. The liquids, the hydraulic fluids are left in place, and once that comes off of the ship, the Corpus Christi Army Depot is right there on the bayfront. The Chinooks are the big helicopters that are too big to go inside the hangars. They repair them right out there on the apron or the taxiway that goes into the ocean.
Mm.
They take the fluids out. They're like sludge. There's sand, biological weapons that are indestructible by now because they've been exposed to radiation. Depleted uranium is just full of radiation, cancer-causing agents. And these guys are not wearing protective masks. They're not wearing rubber gloves. They're not necessarily washing their hands before they eat because they use these degreasers on their hands and a towel. And in about 10 years, they're sick with all sorts of things, cancer, the bioweapons.
Because the fluids and the sands and the dust and the residue contains the dust or the fragments or the leftover waste of DU, of biological weapons, of chemical weapons, whatever might have been in that environment that equipment was in. These toxins and radioactive substances are kind of caked in the gears and caked in the chassis and or wherever on this equipment. Do I follow you right?
Yes. And
now, do these workers have regulations they're supposed to follow, like face masks and all that, and they just don't do it? Or are they not even really told to wear protective gear? Do you know the answer to that one?
Yes, they were never told, and there have been 3 or 4 negotiations between the Army and the union that the workers are willing to work in an environment that has hazardous chemicals in exchange for some extra pay, only retroactive to a certain number of workers, those that are already dead and those that got sick before approximately, I'm going to say 1995, because I don't have the case in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It is a federal negotiation. It's a federal agreement that never went to court.
Therefore, it didn't get really any publicity to speak of, I assume.
And still not. There's hardly any media that will even touch it because it's God Almighty Army.
So let's touch it for a moment here. Let's at least put our finger on it. What is this federal agreement? I mean, just in basic framework, what is it?
Civil service employees are forced to jump through hoops in order to get through these administrative processes.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they have to do is file a grievance. So there were 6 grievances filed
by these people handling this equipment.
Exactly.
Okay, go on. Mm-hmm.
Then the union steps in and either decides they're going to hire a lawyer to represent them or they're going to handle the problem themselves. And so far, out of all of the agreements that I've been able to find online, it's been the union and the Army made an agreement, and it's only 3 union representatives. It does not say whether or not there was a vote. And it's my understanding from talking to the actual aircraftsmen, the aircraft mechanics, that there never was a vote. The president, vice president, and one other person voted in their absence to accept this agreement.
Oh, without actual
voting.
Without the actual sickened parties being there. The union,
right.
The union reps voted in their own little backroom vote.
Right.
Okay. Interesting. And so this federal agreement is just sort of contains the framework for this hoops that you jump through if you want to file a grievance. And I'm guessing, forgive me for guessing, it's not a reporter's job too much, but I'm assuming it kind of puts you on a road to nowhere.
Well, you have to be, I wouldn't be able to get through it if I hadn't attended law school for 2 years. I'll tell you, it's that tough because I've been down this road myself. From that point, especially if you're a union member, you have to step out and go through the rest of the processes in order to be able to file a lawsuit, and it's going to be federal tort claims. I have combed all of South Texas to try to find a lawyer that would take the case, and I'm telling you, Florida, East Coast, New York, and California are the only places where you can find an attorney who will even touch the case. Most of the attorneys on the coast are personal injury lawyers that don't understand federal processes at all.
So they're attuned to personal injury, but not this kind of injury.
You have to be up to speed on federal court, which moves very quickly. As a paralegal healthy, I would not be able to keep up with federal court. I mean, the deadlines are weekly. You have to turn in reports. You have to file it online. You've got to know the substance of the law in and out, and it drags on for a long time. It's usually 3 to 5 years before you get a settlement.
So in your home state of Texas, you have trouble finding an attorney, in part, I assume, because Texas is such a military state. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but, you know, maybe there's just too much of a military presence there, and they're squeamish on touching those sorts of cases. I don't know.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. I think our lawyers are in bed with our Texas congressmen. Yes, I have gone to my congressman to try to resolve this, and I have received zip. I've probably written 30 congressional inquiries as to why the Vietnam vets are being treated the way they are in civil service, why I wasn't treated with respect as a Gulf War vet, and why these new veterans are committing suicide at an outstanding rate when they come home and find out they can't get any help and they don't qualify for Social Security. Our congressmen are wringing their hands, biding their time until veterans die off. And then who's going to defend our shores?
A ghastly war of attrition. Yes, you know, I've heard about this. I just talked to my nephew who said that he knew of a kid that is home on leave before he goes back for yet another tour of duty in our, you know, that paradise of intervention, either Iraq or Afghanistan, take your pick. And he's already deaf in one ear from a roadside bomb because he works a unit where they have to try and find and disarm these roadside bombs. And so, yeah, he described, when my nephew doesn't even know what I know, he just said this flat out. He described the kid already thinks he has Alzheimer's and he's deaf in one ear. And so, you know, here we go again. You know, he's going to be, you know, probably just sort of stumbling around for the rest of his life while these congressmen wait it out, like you say, you know.
Well, I don't want to name names because it's all confidential, but I had soldiers who came in to see me during 2003, and they told me the problems they were having with their health, diabetes, hepatitis, which obviously came because they had a monogamous relationship and they obviously don't use needles. It had to have come from their vaccines.
Something that weakened their liver or something. Okay, go on.
They said they were going back to that country because they couldn't stand for their family to die in poverty. They would rather die over there than stay here and wait for the VA to make a decision. I cried for weeks after I heard that, and then I finally understood why when a doctor told me I had to quit working. I didn't even serve in the Gulf, and he gave me the same death sentence, but he said, you can overcome it. You can overcome it where those guys won't.
Boy.
I cry when I think about all the soldiers that I counseled. The sailors were able to get out and go on and do something else with their lives because they had less contamination on board the ships.
Yeah,
they're
a little bit more removed from the direct environment, right.
And they described the desert storms, and I said, do you even understand what it was you were breathing? well, we were drinking diesel fuel in our water anyway. And I said, that's completely different from a desert storm on your ship parked out there in the Persian Gulf. Do you have any idea what your health problems are?
So what they might become, right? Now, under what capacity were you talking to these sickened people, the sickened soldiers? You said in 03?
Military Rights and Benefits Counselor.
Oh, as a paralegal.
Right. It's a federal position, and you're not governed by the state bar.
Is that something that you still do?
I do it in a limited capacity. It's as long as they were a client under my federal shield.
I see. We have about just a few seconds here before we go into a break. We've been talking with Becky Cann. We'll be back after this break for the closing comments. Stay tuned here on RBN and when worlds collide. We'll be right back after these messages.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And now we return to the last few minutes of today's show on One World's Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we've been talking with Becky Cann, who's a medically retired Army reservist. She works in public affairs. She's worked as a paralegal. She's knowledgeable about what soldiers and civil service military people have to go through to get a redress of their grievances when they've been sickened on the job from exposures to various toxins on equipment brought back from war overseas. and all sorts of other matters. And, Becky, we would really be amiss. I didn't want to overlook the Corpus Christi Army Depot and all the tainted equipment that comes back there from overseas, the equipment that's been contaminated, all that sort of thing. We can't miss this. We've got just a couple of minutes to deal with. What all this says to me, I probably should have had you on another extra half hour because there's a lot to deal with here. We've talked about Pain Awareness Week and Invisible Illness Month, and I would encourage listeners to look those things up online, and maybe we'll get some contact info in a minute. But all this really says to me is beyond the killed in action of 4,000 plus in Iraq, and the Army claims, you know, a few hundred, maybe close to 1,000 KIAs in Afghanistan, we've got a lot more people dying either after they are discharged from the service or while they're still technically in the service but no longer on the battlefield, from suicides, from long-term exposures while in combat. The real number of war dead could be much, much higher, couldn't it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there is no government tally because they didn't really want to know. We have veterans who have volunteered to take over the separate groups. We have Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis, chronic fatigue syndrome. There are actual living, surviving soldiers who are keeping tabs on all of the dead, regardless of their cause, especially if it was a premature death.
Right.
By the Social Security number that was on the duty roster at the unit and by the reporting of obituaries in the newspaper. And it's coming closer to a third of the number that served in the Gulf during the war, which was about 800,000, 900,000.
This during which war? Let's be clear. Which war?
The first Gulf War was somewhere between 800,000 and 900,000.
Deployed?
Just deployed.
Okay, overall, and a third of those what?
A third of the people who served during that era, which is going to be 1990 to 1995, are dead.
So that's about 250,000 being conservative.
Being conservative, yes.
And that's Gulf War One between, let's say, late 80s, early 90s, and the mid-90s. And that's not counting KIAs. That's all the residual deaths from all causes, but very most likely caused by that armed conflict. Now, fast forwarding real quick to the current conflicts, I've heard numbers that are at least approaching half that, 150,000, not counting that so-called 4,000 plus killed in action. Is that what you've heard?
I haven't really heard. All I'm hearing is men in their 20s are dying of heart attacks and strokes on the Gulf Coast because that is where our reserves were deployed from.
I see. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time. Is there a website anybody can check out for Pain Awareness Week or any of this? Do you happen to have one or not?
It's going to be www.CFIDS. That's Chronic Fatigue Immunodysfunction Syndrome.org.
Okay, Chronic Fatigue Dysfunction Syndrome, those letters, .org.
CFIDS.org.
Okay, well, it can also be Googled under Pain Awareness Week. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in today on When Worlds Collide. Our guest has been Becky Cann.
Gold has been.